Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, in the Art School of Hadar edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Hey, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Sog de Mishto Bashniya Zoche, the second week of Chodesh Adar, meaning after we had the first week Shkalim, so the second parasha that we have in Chodesh Adar is Zocher. Bashlishi is the third week, the third parasha we have in Chodesh Adar is Parah Adumo. Parvi is the fourth parasha we have in Chodesh Adar is a Chodesh Azalachem, parasha is a Chodesh. Bechamish is, after that, Chodesh like a Sidron, you go back to the regular parashas. Lakoyim of Sikkim. For everything, every one of these events, you stop your regular kriya and you do the special kriya. L'Roshei Chodashim, for Rosh Chodesh, L'Chanukah, L'Purim, P'tanios, when you have a tainis, you have a special kriya for tainis, U'ma'amadois, when you have the people standing on the carbon, a special kriya that we learn in Maseches Tainis, over Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippur also, so Reb Chaim explains, talk about the mincha of Yom Kippur, Shachas already know, but say mincha, you have a different kriya than a regular Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Abba B'Shar B'Chiya Barashi, Ein Nafsikin Bin Purim L'Paro. Between Purim and Paro, that means the Shabbos after Purim, it's going to be Pashas Paro. Rabbi Levi B'Shar B'Chal B'Chanino, no, Ein Nafsikin Bin Paro L'Achoydesh. It's not the Shabbos after Purim will be Paro. But between Pashas Paro and Pashas Achoydesh, there should be no break. So Pashas Achoydesh is before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the week before that will be Pashas Paro. Sometimes you'll have the week before that, nothing, the week after Purim. Well, I'll give you a simon to this idea. You should not have a break between par and achaydish, because it's been a kaisis alolim rotsa lishtois hishti. You could drink, a person doing lila seder, between the first and second cup, he could drink. Between the third cup and the fourth cup, he's not allowed to drink. See, the third and the fourth cup have to be very close to each other with no break. Also, in the parshas of the achaydish adar, should be no break between parshas par and parshas achaydish. Really, in some of the sequence of events, Pashas Achodesh should come before Paro. When they build the Mishkan, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's Achodesh. Only the next day, Nisan for Paro, they burn the Paro Adumo. So really, Pashas Achodesh comes before Pashas Paro Adumo. Why do you read Paro before Achodesh? That gives a purity to Am Yisrael, so that comes first. It says, when Yirmiyah Safa Shalom of Yirmiyah, Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos B'Mekorim. So if Yirmiyah Safar asks Rav Yirmiyah, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, what are you going to read? So what is the Kriya? Omer Lei Korim B'Rosh Chodesh. Here the Machlek is Korban Eidu learns that we're talking about he's going to read all Shiva Kurim from Rosh Chodesh. Not like we do, not like our Minuk. The entire parasha will be Rosh Chodesh. According to Pnei Moshe, he says like our Minuk, you speak about a Maftir. Omer Rav Chalbo Kamer Rav Emi Mastiso Omerkin. We see from our Mishnah, Lakom Avsikin L'Roshei Chodoshim L'Chanako L'Purim. So it says when Rosh Chodesh comes, you change the kriya. Says the one of Lamed Aleph on base, Yitzchak Sechoy Rosh Chodesh Rav Yitzchak. Another similar concept that there's a Yitzchak asking Rav Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh Shechalas B'Chanukah B'Makorim. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Chanukah, what are you going to read? Omer LeKorim Shlosh B'Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, so you read Rosh Chodesh the first three kriyim, and the fourth one Chanukah. Because of Simon Rav Abba Barzimno, Mati B'Shem Rav Dumo D'Chefo, Koyim Shloish B'Chanukah V'Echad B'Rosh Chodesh. No, they read Chanukah the first three and the fourth one Rosh Chodesh. Why? Lo Yidiyecha Shloibo Revi El Machas Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah, when you read the Kriya of Chanukah, is only three Aliyahs. The fourth Aliyah is coming Rosh Chodesh. That's why we read then Rosh Chodesh. B'Shalmi Yosaf V'Sholeh Amano, Hagatz V'Chashchai Rosh Chodesh Chanukah is B'Shabbos. What happens to Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah falls on a Shabbos? For Lo Shiva Kriyin Inun, isn't it seven Kriyin? So there is the Chmeima Shlebo Revi El Machas Rosh Chodesh. So if the whole idea is that you want to show that the fourth was coming because of Rosh Chodesh, what will happen when it falls on a Shabbos? Then you can't say that Svara. So you see from here that we're reading the regular Kriya of Rosh Chodesh and that's it. So what do we do on Shabbos? This is a great question of a Sefer, someone who knows the Kriya. You ask a very good question. Halacha Vav Zok the Mishnah bePesach Koreim bePashas Moyadosh bePeturos Kohanim. Read the Moyadosh. Do you have in Pashas Emor? BaAtzeres and Shuas Shiva Shavuos. Do you have in Sefer Dvarim? BeRosh Hashanah bChodesh Shvi. Back to Pashas Emor. BeYom Kippurim Achri Mois, which you have in Pashas Achri Mois in Yom Kippur. BeYom Tov Rishon in Shilchag Koreim bePashas Moyadosh bePeturos Kohanim. What do you read in the first day of Sukkot? Again, Pashas Emor. That you have in Pashas Emor all the korbanos of the Chag of Sukkot. Says the Gemara B'Atzeres Shiva Shavuos is Ta'itani B'Chodesh Shlishi. There is a brayse that it says that in Shavuos you read B'Chodesh Shlishi Pashas Yisroel. Pai Rosh Hashanah B'Chodesh Shvi is the entire of a shepherd of the sorrow that we have in seven Bereshis regarding the Lado of Yitzchak Avinu. P'yom Kippurim Achir Mois, V'yom Dorish Shachak Korim Pashas V'yad Shepetuhas Kohanim V'shar Kol Yom Mois Achak Korim Mekorbono Achak. Says the Gemara, Yaakov Be'achol Shav Yosol L'lam Nechol Shein O'ilam Oymed Elal Korbonos. This is a quote from Maseches Tainis. Then we spoke about Ma'amodos and the idea they have to have a special kriya when you have the Korbonos. And the kriya that you're reading is Parshas Bereishis. Why are you reading Parshas Ma'aseh Bereishis? Why? Because the world stands on the Korbonos. And the way Pnei Moshe says it, you have to hear as well, because we're reading again the Korbonos of the Chag, because that's what makes the world stand. And the Gemara is going to continue to be Isaac on the fact that the world stands on the Korbanos. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph.